Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Morena, this is Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures is a Christian talk show that is designed to talk about our daily life from the perspective of the Scriptures, using the Bible, the Word of God, to encourage us, challenge us, and admonish us about living according to the will of God. I am Morenike, one of your anchor for today, and Pastor Charles is also here in the studio. Today, we begin another series of podcasts on what is popularly called the End Times series. The End Times series. Everyone around us may be wondering, are we going to continue to be in this world? What does it mean to be a Christian? What hope do you have as a Christian? Is there life after now? So these are some of the things we want to look at. And we've titled today's series, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, Will You Be There? So that is a question. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? I will start off today's series with the final judgment. The final judgment. Our text is from Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. For this heaven and earth are passing away. We're also reading 2 Peter chapter 3 from verses 10 to 12. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as is written in the book, that is, everything done while on earth. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, the realm of the dead, surrendered the dead who were in them, and they were judged and sentenced, every one according to their deeds. Then death and Hades, the realm of the dead, were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire, the eternal separation from God. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was hauled into the lake of fire. The roll will be called for saints or sinner at least three times. The roll will be called when we die, when we pass on from this earth. The roll will be called for us at the rapture. That is the second time. And the roll will be called up yonder at the great white throne judgment. Or for believers, the Bema seat of Christ. Now, what is the difference between these judgments? This is what we'll be looking at in this series. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to this beautiful Sunday and this interesting subject that we're looking at today. When the roll is called up yonder, will I be there? Will you be there? Revelation 20 verse 12 says, and I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. and the dead were judged according to what they had done as written in the books. That is everything done while on earth. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, so sad, he was hauled into the lake of fire. The judgment seat of Christ is the first type of roll call that we are going to be called to. Will everyone be called to this judgment? Who will be judged? These are the dead, and they are the ones that are going to be judged. All who have not been made spiritually alive by receiving Christ's gift of salvation, all whose names are not written in the book of life, will be judged according to the great white throne judgment. Number two, when is this judgment that we've just read in Revelation chapter 20, the great white throne judgment? It will happen after the millennial reign of Christ, that is 1,000 reign of Christ on earth. Where are the records kept? According to that scripture, you see that there are at least two types of records, the books and the book, which is the book of life. What is the role of what according to this judgment process? It is the evidence God will weigh to determine not only the person's condemnation, but also the degree of their suffering. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, 26 to 26 talks about the works of the flesh. If our life is full of the works of the flesh while on earth, definitely we're going to qualify for this judgment. What is the issue being judged here? Surprisingly, not your works, but rather whether there was ever a decision to surrender your heart or to trust Christ as your Savior. What is the final result? Unfortunately, it is eternal condemnation and eternity without Christ. Every person in this judgment will be sent to hell. Why? Because the only issue is whether the person has received Christ as Savior, and there is one believer who will be present in this judgment. This is not the court you want to end up in. When the roll is called up yonder, will I be there? Will you be there?
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? We'll pause to remind everyone about our monthly healing and deliverance service at our church, Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church, at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, here in the city center, Christ Church. The service starts from 10 a.m. to 12:30 every last Sunday of the month, although we're always there every Sunday for service from the same time, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We look forward to you joining us. If you're trusting God for healing, you're trusting God for deliverance, you have a prayer, you want us to pray with you, come join us and the Lord will do you good. Let's look at this illustration. After a long and boring sermon, the congregation filed out of the church, saying nothing to the pastor. Towards the end of the line was a thoughtful person who always commented on the sermons. "Pastor, today your sermon reminded me of the peace and love of God." The pastor was thrilled. "No one has ever said anything like that about my messages before. Tell me why." "Well, it reminded me of the peace of God because it passed all understanding, and the love of God because it endured forever. Today is the third part of our four-part series on old hymns. This week, we are looking at When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. In the hymns, Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art, we learn that everyone will spend either eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. Today, our hymn, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, tells us that one day, when the roll is called, your name will either be on it or it will not. Either you're a Christian and you live like it, and you talk like it or you are not. There is no gray area. None of this. Well, I went to church every Sunday. I mean, I know that I did not live or talk like a Christian, but I was in church every Sunday. That will not work in heaven. There is more to being a Christian than just saying a prayer some preacher is telling you to pray. There is more to being a Christian than coming to church each week and sitting in the same pew. Neither of these makes you a Christian. Paul tells us what is required. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is what it takes to be a Christian. Not saying some prayer you do not mean or understand, or sitting in a pew every week. You must fully believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and then confessing and saying that which you believe. Only then, when you do this, will you find your name written in the Lamb books of life. The chorus say, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. So the question begs, when the roll is called, will you be there? Now, Revelation chapter 20 gives us several facts that we need to understand.
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? Will I be there? Welcome back. What about the judgment seat of Christ? Will be judged? If you look at the context of each of the above passages, they are all written to believers. That is the book of Corinthians, chapter 3, where it is mentioned, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 to 14. When is the judgment? Sometime after the rapture and before the marriage supper of the Lamb. What is the role of works in this particular judgment of believer? It is the basis for receipt of rewards or denial of reward, not for condemnation. So what is the issue being judged here? Faithfulness to Christ, faithfulness to your calling, faithfulness to service. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 5 tells us this. And what is the final result? Rewards being either bestowed or withheld. Our work burning or enduring. My friend, this is the court you want to end up in, not the final judgment of sinners. The moment you trust in Jesus as your Savior, you are justified in the sight of God and you have chosen your venue. Have you ever been justified by faith? With peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you would like to do that today, we would like to pray for you. Why don't you put your hand to your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the way that I've done. I believe truly that you are the Son of God. I don't want to be part of the judgment of sinners. So today, I come to you and confess my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow over.